Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Chof Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph. We're talking about the kavanah that a person has to have when he says Shema. Now, if you recall, the Chayodim said back in Simen Yud that you also have to have the kavanah in the words Baruch Shem and Kavanah Chusay Le'olam Vaed. So let's clarify what exactly is the kavanah of Baruch Shem Kavanah Chusay Le'olam Vaed, as the Chayodim does not really explain what that is. So I think the correct understanding of this is based on a Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says that when we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Baruch, we need to explain what that means. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is blessed is a nice English translation, but doesn't really explain what it means he's blessed. It means we bless him, he's a source of blessing, he's a wonderful guy. What does the word blessed mean? I say you should be blessed. It means you should have bracha. So what does it mean the Kodesh Baruch Hu should have bracha? So he says like this, the word Baruch means to increase. That we find that the word for a mayan, a spring of water which is constantly putting out new water, is a brecha. So the word baruch is the idea of being increased. The Maral points out that all of the letters of the word baruch are letters which represent idea of multiple. Beis is 2, reish is 200, chaf is 20. Each one is more. It's more than one. It's the idea of the one is singular. There's only. And then we expand to more. So everything after 2 really is just more of the same idea. So 220 and 200 all represent this idea of the more. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should be increased. Now, when we give a person a bracha, we say the person should be increased. He should have more of whatever is considered good. Health, money, authority, whatever it might be. That's the bracha we give a person. We give a Kadosh Baruch Hu bracha, that means we're going to increase something as well. What are we going to increase? We're going to increase Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, but as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu seemingly withdrew to allow us to perceive a world where he's not visible, he's not there. So our avodah is to inject the Kadosh Baruch Hu back into the Bria, to bring more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the Bria. Okay, so that's what the idea of Baruch means. What is the word shame? What is the word covered? What do they mean? So the word shame, the Ibn Ezra explains, is connected to the word shom, which means there. So let's say I'm trying to describe somebody to you, and I say, well, he's 6 foot tall, he has black hair, and he wears glasses, and he usually wears a dark suit. So you're not sure exactly what I mean. I say, Reuven, oh, I know what you're talking about. So a name is a way to point to there he is. So the word shame and the word shom are connected. So we talk about a shame by Kadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot actually know a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All we know about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is what he's revealed to us about himself. The more that his presence is obvious in the Bria, the different ways that his presence is obvious in the Bria is indicated by the different names of Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Kadosh Baruch Hu indicates himself to us, he makes himself known to us, therefore we can point there he is through the Midah of Rachamim. We have a name for that. So we have a way to see a Kodesh, say there he is, Shom, there he is, through his expression of Rachamim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu does that through the Midah of Din. We have another way to say that we've seen a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's more, there he is. So that's what the word Shem means. Kavod is the recognition of value of something. Rav Hirsch connects the word kavod to the word kaved, which is weighty, and he points out that our basic physics tell us that there's the mass of the item, and that's measured not in weight but in mass, as in the metric system of kilograms is actually measuring mass. And weight, however, is the action of gravity on the mass. And therefore, if you take a kilogram of material and you bring it to the moon, it has the same amount of mass, the same kilogram, but its weight will be less because there's less gravity. So kavod is, the word kaved means the interface between something, the recognition of what is there. And we talk about the word gravity and seriousness, etc., means we recognize the significance which is there. So the word gravity is being used over here. So the kavod is the weightiness of something, is the significance. So when I give kavod to something, what I'm really saying is I recognize how significant it is. So the shame kavod, is our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the increasing of our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Boruch of the shame. The shame being the way we can point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be more of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence obvious in the world, so we'll understand the significance of who He is. So that's the shame kavod of His Malchus. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion. And His dominion is always there. It should come to the point where we recognize its significance and we're able to see it. And that should be increased. The Baruch Hashem should increase that presence and that understanding which we should have of his being in this world. So that's what Baruch Shem Kumachu Sado Olam Voed means, that we are saying a bakasha and a statement that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will become more obvious and more aware to the people around to see it, that His Malchus will become Baruch, increased, shame, our awareness of the covet of the significance of Malchusoi, and that should be Lo Olam Voed. Have a good day.